Dr. Kapinski dictating a female IMA on Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Premaza, P-R-E-M-A-Z-A. Teresa Premaza is a 69-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 6-28-21. Apparently she was standing to operate a pallet jack. Apparently it got away from her and she injured her right ankle. Apparently she went to Atlanticare Emergency Room the same day. Apparently with further evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be three broken bones in her ankle. These were treated without surgical intervention. Period. She's no longer receiving any active care. Period. New paragraph. As per the records provided, she received 22.5% partial total of the right foot on 5/9/22 for the orthopedic residuals of a non-displaced bimalleolar fracture. Period. She has now filed for a review. Period. New paragraph. Additional records show on 7/9/21 she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Annapol. Period. He diagnosed closed bimalleolar fracture of the right ankle. Period. He saw her regularly and performed serial x-rays. Period. On the visit of 9/14/23, he wrote x-rays showed closed bimalleolar fracture of the right ankle with routine healing as well as post-traumatic arthritis of the right ankle. Period. There was actually a gap in treatment with Dr. Annapol from 9/7/21 until 9/14/23. Period. On 4/6/23, he had first performed a need for treatment evaluation. Period. He noted initial treatment in 2021 involved application of a cast on non-weight bearing. Period. The cast was removed on 8/10/21 and she was placed in a walking boot. Period. She began to weight bear and participate in physical therapy. Period. As of 9/21/21, x-rays documented the fractures were healed. Period. She was released to full duty and discharged from care. Period. She continues to work full duty for the insured in the supermarket as a cashier and denied any new injury to the ankle. Period. After evaluation, he again diagnosed non-displaced bimalleolar fracture of the right ankle. Period. He opined updated x-rays are medically necessary at this time with subsequent follow-up. Period. New paragraph on 9/14/23, Dr. Annapol permitted her to return to work effective that same date. Period on 10/10/23, he issued the same authorization. Period on 9/16/23, she had additional x-rays in the office that showed complete healing of her previous fracture. Period. The fracture lines are evident. Period. She exhibits early symmetrical cartilage space narrowing consistent with early post-traumatic arthritis. Period. There is no mortis widening. Period. Lastly, on 10/10/23, she was referred to an orthopedic foot and ankle subspecialist. Period. I am not in receipt of further documentation to confirm that was accomplished. Period. Physical exam, extremities lower, inspection revealed band-aids on the right great and first lesser toe. Period. There were hallux valgus deformities bilaterally, more noticeable on the right than the left. Period. There were many onchomycotic and flaking toenails bilaterally. Period. She complained that this was a result of wearing steel-toed boots. Period. And normal through, there was mild tenderness, palpation about the right ankle, medium malleolus, subtalar region, in the second metatarsal, but there was none on the left. Paired feet and ankle, maneuvers normal. Thoracic inspection revealed an increased kyphotic curve, but no apparent scars. Paired, the rest of that is normal, and lumbosacral is normal. Impressions on 6/28/21, Teresa Premaza had her right foot crushed between a jack and a freezer door. Paired, she was seen at the emergency room thereafter. Whitaker has identified fracture. Paired, she quickly came into the orthopedic care doctor, Annapole, who diagnosed her with a bimalleolar fracture. Paired, she was placed in a cast, and then over time was progressed to weight bearing and a boot. Paired, she did participate in physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. She did receive an order approving settlement on 5/9/22 and then reopened her claim. Period. She had a need for treatment again, but Dr. Annapole on 4/15/23, who recommended updated x-rays. Period. He described these as noted above. Period. On 10/10/23, he recommended she see an orthopedic subspecialist for the right foot and ankle. Period. As per your cover letter, she did not attend the appointment with Dr. Winters, who presumably was indeed that specialist. Period. New paragraph, current examination. Found she ambulated with physiologic gait. Period. She could walk on her heels and toes. Period. She had full range of motion of the right ankle. Period. There was mild tenderness to palpation, as noted above. Period, for some reason, she was wearing band-aids on several of the toes on the right foot. Period, there were also many onchomycotic and flaking toenails bilaterally. Period, provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, new paragraph. In my opinion, there is no increase in the components that led to her prior award approving settlement. Period. She has been able to continue working in a full-duty capacity in her former position with the insured. Period. And that is the end.